This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, this is cool. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are or where you grew up. Going through these old, I mean, they're tattered, Scott. Old yellow.
Some are in better shape than others.
Old yellow newspapers.
I mean, these papers are elderly.
They are. These papers need the clapper to clap on and clap off.
It depends.
My poor mother, this paper I'm about to read from is younger than her.
4 cents for a couple of them.
3 cents if you bought it in Kansas City, 5 cents if you bought it, quote, elsewhere. Huh. This one's from April 13th, 1945.
It's my birthday.
Well, that's right. Gaining fast on Berlin, 9th Army spreads out along 100 miles of the Elbe, with the nearest spearhead being 45 miles from the Reich capital. And there's a picture of Harry Truman. Wow.
Listen to this ad. It just shows a woman and she's smiling. She's wearing a fedora. It says, attractive. Protect your teeth. Keep them clean and bright by brushing regularly with Revolution Tooth Powder, recommended by dentists generally. That's what this says. Recommended by dentists.
Most of the time.
Generally. And then there's an ad for donuts on the back for 15 cents a dozen.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, some of these are the Kansas City Star, some of the Kansas City Times. They were the same paper. Newspapers were so vital for information back then that the Kansas City Times was the morning edition of the evening Kansas City Star.
He got out of his car, and he's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay. I'll have everyone know I was not born when any of these newspapers came out. April 13th, 1945, again, this is the Kansas City Times, same date. Roosevelt dies, Truman goes in.
Yeah.
Other headlines are Truman takes office, that FDR was unconscious at the end. And the other headline here on the front page of the Kansas City Times, Nazi fall is imminent.
Here's another ad for a tailor, like a suit tailor, okay? It says, get ready now for the fall social season, for the fall ensemble. Come now, I will help you select the foundation that will keep you well-groomed, that will hide your bumps and bulges, and make you feel presentable in your best-dressed crowd. Don't embarrass yourself by neglecting this important duty to your wardrobe. And then it says, I give the best corset service in Cleveland. Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. On Euclid Avenue, by the way.
They're hiding bulges. That's not a sir. That's a ma'am.
It's like, what if I don't want to hide my bulge?
Good in.
A story here from the Kansas City Star. I'll read the date. December 8th, 1941. The headline on this paper, Congress moves swiftly to vote war.
Yeah. It's probably the day after
It was the day after Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
It was the day after Pearl Harbor. The president calls for war. Cheers for his words. One of the other headlines. Heavy loss at Hawaii, rush to enlist. These are all the headlines on December 8th in the Kansas City Star. The dead and wounded stand at 3,000.
Wow. Mm.
They referred to the Japanese as the Nipponese back then.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Classified ads back then, you guys, one or two insertions, 35 cents. Help wanted women, beauty operator, housekeeper. Situations wanted, women. Listen to this in all caps. Companion. Light housekeeping and cooking. Can drive car.
It was a more simple time.
It's listed as companion.
Today we'd call that an escort.
Yep. And then my favorite, and I'm going to post photos of this kidding. One. It says companion. Female only.
Very close companion.
The one that I don't want to say I love looking through, but God, it's just gripping to look through, is the front page of the Topeka Capital Journal the day after the massive tornado in 66. June.
It looks like a tabloid.
8th. It does. It's an insert. So they did a special edition with photos. And on the front, and we're going to post photos of this, it says the day the sky fell. And then there are several action photos of people running for their lives. There's a map of the terrain and also the path that tornado took. Remember, it skipped over Burnett's Mound and then decimated, what was it, the Montero neighborhood? And then there are so many photos of the walking wounded coming into the hospital. I mean, people were picking children up, Scott, and putting them on the back of carts to try to get them to the hospital after that tornado.
From the Kansas City Star, that was the evening edition, May 7th, 1945. Germany surrenders, war in Europe ends.
Yeah. You should take some of these and frame them, Scott.
Well, you know,
because
you,
I don't know what I mean. I brought them to work because, as a news organization, I thought people would find it interesting to kind of thumb through them.
I find these fascinating.
But I don't know. You know, it needs to find a home. Libraries already probably have copies of these things,
or wouldn't know what to do with these. But you know, when you brought in the one where it said Hitler died, Nazis to fight on, I think is the main headline. I took that over to Pedro on Johnson Drive and had him frame it for me, and it's in my office at home. But it's on the far left side of the wall, because there used to be a bookcase there when somebody else lived there that doesn't anymore. What I might do is, if I can have some of these, is get like four of them all the way across the wall.
And put them on your wall. Absolutely. Yeah. Because you know what?
Because I love this stuff.
What good are they doing in the back of my drawer?
Yeah. And then here's the last one we'll read. Oh, this is too bad. This is from Tuesday, November 26th. It just reads, Eternal Peace for Kennedy.
Hmm. She kept Kennedy. Yeah.
Hmm. You know, I do keep old. They're not old. They're still new. But like when major events happen.
Yeah.
I will keep the newspaper.
Like, do you have the 9/11 newspaper?
No, I don't think I do.
I had Oklahoma City bombing.
I've got the World Series and the Super Bowls.
Yeah, I had those.
I had those. And then we started a fire one night and my son picked up the Miami Super Bowl.
It was a good looking paper.
Edition.
Very flammable.
Said, look. Mom, I got the fire to go. And I went, where'd you get the newspaper? And he goes, it was that one over there with Mahomes on it.
Former USC great is suing the NCAA for missed NIL compensation.
Oh!
I'd have to mention that coming back.
The tangled web they've weaved. Quick break for the news with Dan Weinbaum. That's coming your way in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.